free improvisation is a wonderful thing, ladies and gentlemen, and it's something I want you to experience, and it's the nature of what we're going to talk about today. It reconnects you with the basic joy of playing music, and what else is there, and how great is it to be able to reconnect with that anytime you want, just by playing free. I'm going to read you some quotes from things that I've read and have been reading recently. And I'm also going to provide some examples of myself playing free to my like an earlier version of myself. In other words, I recorded myself playing freely and then I listened back and responded to it. And not that this is sort of like any prototype, because remember, playing free is playing free. So these aren't examples to sort of mimic what I'm doing, but they're just examples. And that's all they are. And then there's another example of my son and I doing it. My son, from when he was, I don't know, like 11 or 12 years old, maybe. And we're just playing freely, and that's it. And so here we go with the quotes. And this is, the first part is from Kenny Werner, the author of Effortless Mastery, in his Jamie Abersold volume 104 called Free Play. In a sense, every attempt to define and recreate steals the true notion of freedom from our souls. The only true free music is music that is free of the need to sound good. Brainwash yourself to love the sensuality of playing a note on your instrument. Train your ears to crave the next sound coming from your instrument. Imagine that your ears were thirsty for sound, the way a man wandering in the desert is thirsty for a cool glass of water. Program your ears and heart to welcome the sound with that kind of delicious expectation. If you presume great enjoyment of the touch, if you presume the unconditional divinity of the sound, divine touch and tone is the natural result. One becomes aware of the body as being the instrument that plays the instrument. Allow yourself to make a joyous sound. In other words, allow yourself to let go. In this world, the highest wisdom is to understand that all things are made from one source. The world appears to have an infinite amount of objects in it, but in truth, they're all made of the same root substance. Music is not spiritual simply because it speaks of God, nor is it worldly because it speaks of blues or lost lovers. Music is spiritual when the light is revealed within it. All music is consonant because there is only the one. All the music that comes through you is the highest music. Your music is the brightest and most brilliant music possible to be made at that moment. There are no levels of music. There is only the perfect sound. No matter what note you play, no matter what key you're in, no matter what else is going on around you, whether you hit the resolution together or miss it, whether you land on the unison or some other note, whether you blow into the horn or just tap on it, the composite sound you're hearing is the perfect sound. Get in the middle of that sound, not just your sound. Get in the middle of the whole ensemble so that you can't distinguish your sound from the rest of the ensemble. Again and again, just let go. Take a deep breath before playing and say to yourself, I am the listener. I am the musician. I am the music. I am the composer. I am the music. I am the vibration. I am the air on which vibration travels. These next series of quotes is on teaching group improvisation, which gives you an insight into, you know, the philosophy behind it. And it's taken from the book called Improvisation, Its Nature and Practice in Music by Derek Bailey. And in the book, he's quoting the original free improv teacher in England in the 1960s and beyond, who is known as John Stevens. So the quotes come from him through Derek Bailey's book. When someone is a professional musician, it often means that his involvement is a bit limited. So I turn towards people who are more excited by the fact that there is a group of people who are struggling towards some sort of group experience within free improvisation. I suggest to the audience that if they want to take part, there is something they could do in relation to us that is simple and would create a collective experience. And so what I do is get them to do something like take a deep inhale, play a long note as evenly as possible, and get into a collective continuum as a group. And that includes people using penny whistles, or if they have no instruments, their voices. I encourage them to stay in touch with the whole group of people all the time. The method or process has to be simple enough that you can communicate easily to the group as a whole and for all of them to be able to do it. It also has to be demanding enough of concentration to satisfy those who are more developed musicians. So for instance, in the continuum exercise, the long note thing, the breathing is one part that any musician can concentrate on and find useful. Another thing I would use is something else which is basic to people, like numbers, like just counting numbers or using words or the use or a phrase. So we'll use the phrase "a phrase" as an example. You're going to say a phrase and repeat it and say it in your own way. You're not actually singing, but when you start to repeat it, you realize how close you are to taking part in music. The thing is so wide, and over the years I've developed what you might call pieces and exercises to do with rhythm, group involvement, spontaneity, moment-by-moment involvement. If players can be made to feel a thing working, then they know the essential part about how to do it. So I found the best way to transmit information is to actually have them do it. Avoid situations where they rely on you to come in and set the whole thing up. Say to them, prove you want to play by getting on and playing. If you don't want to do that, none of what I'm doing here makes any sense whatsoever. So as soon as you get here, start playing. And it's the responsibility of people who are experienced to invite the newcomers to play. Instill in people enough confidence to try and attempt what they want to do before they know how to do it. Encourage them to work empirically, trusting that they will learn, that they will then learn with some guidance from the attempted playing experience. They're going to examine that experience and try to decide how it happened and what they did to help it happen. And they are going to try and work out how to make it happen again. The teaching comes in when you provide them with the group experience, which they provide themselves anyway. If somebody says to me, I can't improvise, and they could be somebody with the biggest chunk of classical training imaginable in their background, I would find that very inspiring, because I know that within a very short time, they will be doing it and say, oh, is that it? And then they will do it again. You see, it's the most natural thing in the world. John Stevens has collected his experience of teaching in this way into his book, Search and Reflect. There is also another free improv teacher quoted in this book by Derek Bailey called Han Binnick, who is a drummer from Holland. He says about teaching group classes, I do nothing when I go there. I ask them to think of their own ideas. And when it comes to the point that they offer nothing, then of course there are always tricks, such as you can have them do simple statements, some ideas that will provoke them. For example, recently he took a radio and dialed it all the way to the end of the FM scale in which you can hear a sort of code in Holland, and they played off the code. Another example is getting a kettle to boil and it produces different pitches in a rather odd, unpredictable way, and so they played off that. Try and introduce a broader scale of improvising, as broad as daily life. Teach them to make music out of their own background. Learn and teach them to learn what they are, what you are. And that's all you can do, is let people find out what they are and where they are and where their musical influences and preferences come from. Teach them to explore their own background. I also included an example of free play from the jazz clinic I ran. As you'll hear, there's lots of different instruments, and that goes on for a good 20 or 25 minutes, I think. So enjoy.